everyone. My name's Jess, and today I'll be talking about something a little different. I'm going to be talking about how I met my boyfriend. The way in which I met him is a little different, although I know over the years it's become more popular. I've always been a little nervous to share my story and tell others because I was afraid of how I'll be judged, but I've decided not to let that hold me back, and instead I hope you enjoy the story and maybe can even relate to it on some level. It all started in my middle school years. I was, I think, an eighth grader. The year was 2012. I was about 14, 15. As an eighth grader, I was inspired and easily influenced by everything around me, especially my friends. And one day, we found ourselves talking and purchasing a game that was popular at the time called Minecraft. And for those of you that don't know what Minecraft is, it's an interesting game in which you have blocks and you go mining, you build houses, etc. My friends and I spent way too much time playing the game. It started off once a day after school, and it got to the point where it was consuming my life. Anytime I was not in school, me and my friends would be playing Minecraft. I think that the more my friends and I played Minecraft, the more sucked in and addicted we got to the game. We went from playing a couple times a week to playing every day. This was really exciting for us at the time because we could talk to anyone in the world as long as they were online at the same time. So all you had to do is really meet them online, get their Skype. You guys could chat, play games. I had friends from all over the United States, including Texas, Florida, Michigan, and even some outside of the country, like the UK, Australia. So as I said, we had a bunch of friends from all over the country. And eventually we formed this sort of friend group where we would all kind of get on around the same time, play, talk, chat in one big group. Eventually, this guy in our group named Angel, we went from talking in the group to chatting on our own. And eventually it was happening every day where we would just leave the group, talk to each other. And after that, we went to video calling. We were pretty close, except there were a few problems. I was from New York and he was from California. And on top of that, I was still only 14 or 15. How would this sound to my parents? Spoiler alert, I never told them about him. We kept talking for a few more years, and we made sure to keep it quiet and hidden from our families. I honestly do not know how we did this. And eventually, as we got older, we grew apart and realized that it was probably unrealistic of us to think that we would ever actually meet. Eventually, we stopped talking, went on with our lives, we finished high school, began college, and to be honest, neither of us thought we would ever talk again. About a year and a half ago, I get this notification on my phone, and it was a username that looked a little familiar, and I did a triple take. To my surprise, after about 3 years of not talking, Angel had sent me a friend request on Snapchat. I still had my Snapchat from, what is that, 6, 7 years ago? But I clicked on it immediately. I was curious, shocked. We ended up talking. We had a lot of catching up to do. And we went from talking every once in a while to talking every day. We video called, we reminisced the days when we were playing. And then a few months later, after talking, we decided, hey, you know what? We're old enough. We can make our own decisions. And we wanted to just meet in person. We didn't know how it was going to go. But, you know, we wanted to try. Before I knew it, Angel had planned a flight to come visit me. We were very nervous, but we were also excited about meeting each other. But in the end, it worked out very well. Since then, we've met up in each other's home states multiple times. He's met my parents now. My parents were a little shocked by the story, but they're very supportive. And we have committed to being in a relationship together. If you have friends outside of the country, outside of your state, on the other side of the country, significant others, it is something that requires a lot of work, a lot of strength, a lot of trust, patience. It can be a struggle at times. It can be hard, but, you know, we make it work. And I really never expected to get so close to someone that I not only met online, but through playing a video game. Sometimes I do get nervous talking about this topic because people are judgmental and you never know how they will react to the situation. But I've learned to become more comfortable with it because I've heard stories of other people meeting friends and such. And it's honestly become so much more common in this day and age than it was when I was super young because technology is so advanced. Don't be ashamed of your story. Live your life. Be happy. Be safe. Have a good day.